You're listening to Let's Talk TriDelta, a podcast brought to you by TriDelta. In this podcast, we can dive deeper into some of the most powerful stories from our award-winning magazine, The Trident, and we can get up close and personal with some of our brave, bold, and kind members. Thank you for joining us. Now, let's talk TriDelta.
Hello, TriDeltas, and welcome to Conversation with Kimberly. Your fraternity president, Kimberly DeFady Sullivan, joins us here at TriDelta's executive office for a fall conversation. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here, too.
So a lot of our TriDeltas probably don't understand the difference between what you do as fraternity president, what I do as CEO. So tell our audience today what your role is as TriDelta's fraternity president.
So I am a volunteer. I volunteer all of my time probably to TriDelta, but a lot of my time to TriDelta. But so I was just like in with Collegians, where there's a NomCom and there's a slate. We have a leadership development committee, and they look at members who could serve on the executive board and as fraternity president. And you're asked to serve for a 2-year term and as a volunteer. But you are not a volunteer.
I am not a volunteer. So I am on the paid staff of TriDelta. And effectively, you are my boss.
I am your boss.
So we should just probably disclose that to everyone that I am interviewing my boss this afternoon.
Yes.
What a lot of people may not know about you is, in addition to your volunteerism, you have a very robust career as a physical therapist and a business owner. So tell us a little bit about that journey of to your professional life.
Yes. So after I went to Pepperdine University and got my degree in sports medicine, I decided to, well, I became a field consultant or a CDC. And traveled for TriDelta for a year, which was great for me to then go into physical therapy school. So I went to physical therapy school at Creighton, received my doctorate. And then I worked for about 3 years in physical therapy and decided to open my own practice at the age of 29. And the practice is 14 years last week.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Sullivan Physical Therapy. But say a little bit more about that, because I know you've shared with me before that there were a lot of people who advised you sort of against that.
Yeah. Right?
Some doubters.
Yes. I mean, I think when I was young, when I started it, and I was only a couple years out of school. And then the other was that people felt strongly that not a woman should be able to have their own business. At least not by ourselves.
Yeah.
So I had people say, you know, if you're really going to be successful, you should have a man to be your co-owner or at least your consultant. And I didn't listen to them.
I'm so glad you didn't. And your practice specializes in women's health,
yes,
right?
So we treat incontinence, constipation, pelvic pain, pain with intercourse, pre and postnatal care, basically from around our pelvis. That's where I treat. So it's not something like knees, shoulders, or ankle. It's very, very specific. And most women don't even know that that's an option.
Right.
I always like to say the statistic that in Europe, if you have a baby, you go to physical therapy twice a week for 4 to 8 weeks.
Wow.
And in America, 15% of us get a pamphlet that says to do Kegels at a stop sign.
Right.
So I'm out there to change that. And that's what my practice is really committed to, is changing that and making sure that women don't just see themselves as taking care of the baby, but taking care of themselves.
Absolutely. Well, and taking care of women is what you do, not only professionally, but of course through your volunteer role.
Yes.
And TriDelta's commitment to kindness and commitment to women.
Yeah.
So you want to talk a little bit more about your vision and philosophy as TriDelta's fraternity president in terms of how we care for our members?
Yes. I think that we have to meet our members at all different stages of our lives. We a lot of times are so focused on the college years, and that is so important. That's where TriDelta needs to be the most. But at other times, it needs to be there in when you first get married or you first move to a new town, or you know, Lenora has a brand new baby and we've had lots of conversations you know, supporting her. There's just so many different ways, or if there's a change in life, or just a change in career, there's ways that we can meet women. And I think that as the board has talked more and more, we want to meet women where they're at.
I love that. We have such a privilege to meet women when we meet them, right? age 18 to 22 or 24 as they're coming into their own and becoming the women they're going to be. Mm-hmm. But we don't leave them after that. It's much more than a 4-year experience, right?
Right. I was thinking the other day when I was talking to somebody, I was saying, I've had TriDelta in my life every single day since I said yes to TriDelta at Pepperdine. Yeah. I don't think that there has been a day or a week that has gone by that TriDelta hasn't been there, mostly because I've been volunteering for over 20 years. But also because of all the opportunities of growth that I have received from TriDelta.
So one of the things I know that you and our board, mm-hmm. Executive board, are passionate about is helping women make that important transition from college to career. Mm-hmm. And we've just launched our new Life After College series.
Yes.
Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
So we felt that there was a time where we could really help people and help our members. And we felt like there was a gap. And we really felt that this could be where we could give a huge impact. I remember graduating from college, and I had the tools to get a bachelor's degree in sports medicine. But besides that, I'm not sure what I was capable of doing. And we've talked about that, and we've partnered with organizations to help us with that. And so we do have the Life After College Explained book, which I just think is great. And I have to laugh because I should have probably read it, because I had flat tire on the way to this podcast. So
I will say among the things that you can learn in the Life After College book is how to change a tire.
Yes.
So we'll get on that just right after this
interview.
All right. That's awesome. So one of the important partnerships that TriDelta has entered into with Life After College is the American Association of University Women, AAUW.
Right.
And I think our listeners and viewers would really be interested in knowing what we're trying to get at through that partnership.
I think that it's equality and a voice.
Yeah.
I think that women for a long time haven't had a voice or just wanted the door to be cracked open, and we were okay with that.
Yeah.
But now it's time to ask for equal pay. It's time for us to ask for equal responsibilities. It's time for us to say, yes, we can do this, or no, we're not going to do this. And I think that these workshops are helping our members have these negotiation skills to be able to have a voice.
Yeah.
And I love that. I love it.
I do too. So I just interviewed the AAUW CEO. Churches.
Okay.
And what she told me was startling. So as we've, gotten this partnership off the ground, she said that the wage gap is expected to close organically by 2106.
That's a long time.
It's a long time. That means even Alice and Jane.
Yes.
Right. We'll still be sort of in this boat if we don't advocate for ourselves.
Right.
So as part of Life After College, our women have the opportunity to participate in the Start Smart workshop.
Yes.
That helps them negotiate that first salary. And so what we've learned from AAUW is that women often start their careers making less than men.
Yeah.
So right out of the gate, same job, same qualifications, and women make less than men.
Right.
And then never catch them.
Right.
Unless they leapfrog at some point in their career.
Right.
So we're really excited to be able to offer that. And there are other components, of life after college.
Right.
Right. There's the resume building workshop.
Right.
And so I want to pause there, because you have shared before that you built your business, Sullivan Physical Therapy, around what you learned in TriDelta.
Right.
So share more with the audience about that.
Well, so I went to school to get a degree in physical therapy. I did not go to school to be someone's boss or open a business. That was not something that I thought of until I saw an issue that I felt like I could handle better as an owner. But it was only supposed to be me. It wasn't supposed to be 10 physical therapists and 6 front office staff members, but it is.
Yeah.
And I quickly figured out that the only successful business that I really ever watched and learned from was TriDelta. I didn't know it during the time when I was in college, but TriDelta was actually teaching me to be a boss. It was teaching me to own a business. It was teaching me how to manage patients in a way that was meeting them verbally.
Yeah.
Like, I can treat them, but I also have to talk to them, and that's in recruitment.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then also, I've set up my whole structure on, we have lead meetings, which is like my office manager and then the lead physical therapist. Yeah. We meet together before we have a meeting. That would be officers training council or OC before our meetings. And then we have staff meetings. We also have obligations of employment. Like we have obligations of membership.
I love that.
And we have an employee manual. So very much my staff does not know that I've mirrored it as much, but that's how I learned how to do it. But then I think back to I was a vice president of chapter development, head of standards, and all those crucial conversations that I had to have that I had no idea would help me as an employer to be able to say, you know, I want you to come in and talk to me and I want to help you move forward, or, you know, maybe not. And so I think that has really helped me because nothing prepared me for that except for TriDelta.
So, and I think that's what we're trying to get to as the first part of the Life After College series, is to help women understand those skills, those transferable skills that they get through being involved with TriDelta. And that they realize that those are resume-worthy skills, too.
Absolutely. I look so many times when I see, whether it's a physical therapist or a front office staff, I'm looking for if they've been in a Greek organization. Yeah. Of course, I would love for them to be a TriDelta. But at the same time, I'm looking for that because I know that they've had to balance a budget.
Yeah.
Maybe a budget larger than what the clinic's budget is.
Yeah.
Because some of our mega chapters have millions of dollars. Also, I know that they can run a meeting. They can have those crucial conversations. Those are skills that I am looking for because I know that that leads them to success. What I don't see is that on resumes. And I don't think that our members understand that value. I don't think they know how to write it in a resume because it seems like, oh, I was in a club, this is what I did. It's like, no, you raised millions of dollars for children.
Right.
You had all these events. Like, these are skills that nobody else is teaching, and a lot of times nobody else has.
Right.
So I think that we need to demonstrate that, and that we are doing through the Life After College series. Yeah.
So we've got the resume building workshop, and then the salary negotiation workshop.
Right.
And then there's this other secret sauce that we've just begun offering, and that is the opportunity for people to connect with women in their field of interest or study through informational interviews.
Right.
And that is powered by our first ever app.
Yes.
Right. Connect DDD. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
About Connect DDD?
Yeah,
I'm very excited about it. I think it's something that connects us to each other. It allows us to demonstrate who we are individually, but then also allows us to connect. I have really liked the opportunity for the mentorship to be able to have those interviews. Like, I think that that is very, very important. One other thing that I do want to mention is I've had a lot of members who reached out to me through Connect DDD to be able to come to the clinic to observe me for the day or to hang out with my physical therapist if they're interested in that type of thing. So it's been a great way to make those connections, but also to grow an individual.
So, and that's what we're really encouraging folks to do, is to get into the app, play around, right? Set your profile up and set your preferences, and then start connecting, right?
Right.
I think it's especially powerful for the Life After College series.
Yes.
Because of the, you know, 220,000 TriDelta alumni out there.
Yes.
Right? Really with a vested interest in their sister's success.
Right. Well, so many of those alumni want to know how they can give back. Yeah. They, TriDelta meant something to them in college. TriDelta has meant something to them afterwards. And it's not always an alumni chapter. It's sometimes I can only give X, Y, Z time. And this is what I needed, or this is what I like to give back. And I think it's a great opportunity because there's so many people out there that we can mentor, so many people out there that we can help them through Life After College.
Well, and I know that you are so generous with your time and that you've had interns, TriDelta interns, right? Mm-hmm. But if someone were to call for an informational interview or connect with you, Connect DDD.
I would love that.
I would too.
I would, because I think that I wish somebody had done that for me.
Yeah.
I remember my first interview, I think being a CDC, like a consultant,
sure.
helped me with that, yeah. knew how to prepare, knew how to be asked questions, and maybe didn't know the answer, but I knew I can answer right. it because I was a consultant. But I wish that somebody had done that for me, because yeah. I think that that would have made me feel a little bit more control of the interview, because yeah. I think that a lot of people feel that the interviewer is more in control.
Right.
And it's like, you can turn it. You can have conversations. You can say, like, this is me. This is why I'm the perfect fit for your organization.
Well, we actually think you're the perfect fit for our organization, so that was a great segue. We've got Founders Day coming up.
We do.
So you want to talk a little bit about your message for Founders Day? It's
yes.
very powerful this year, Kimberly's proclamation.
Well, so this is my last one. It's bittersweet. Yeah. This is my last Founders Day as fraternity president, not my last Founders Day ever.
You're not really going anywhere.
Yeah. But, you know, I have seen the potential of this organization. I have seen who we are, positive, negative. I've seen what we're capable of being.
Yeah.
And that's what I really want to push this year is we can be bold, we can be brave, and we can be kind, and we can do it all at once. And I feel that in this day and age, kindness is such a strong, strong value that Sarah Adashaw knew way back in 1888. She did,
yeah.
you know, and I think that in our day as a Tri-Delta member, whether you're interacting with another Tri-Delta or you're interacting with your child or you're interacting with your grandparent or your boss or your employee, that Tri-Delta is there teaching you how to be kind.
Yeah.
And having that principle, having that root is that foundation is very powerful. And so I just really want what's best for this organization, what's best for our members. And I think that that is kindness.
So in your proclamation, mm-hmm. you actually refer to a line from the very first edition of the Trident in 1891.
Mm-hmm.
And the Trident editor, Emily Allen, wrote, "Women in higher education were no longer an experiment, but mm-hmm. an accepted fact." So that means, like, if we do our math, mm-hmm. right, and we go back to 3 years to 1888 when we were founded, and maybe 1884, mm-hmm. right, because Sarah Shaw and Eleanor Roosevelt, right. they were seniors,
right?
So can you imagine? I mean, they were definitely experiments in 1884 attending college.
Well, it's crazy to think that.
I know.
As a woman, it's crazy to think that my education was experiment, or we'll just, you know, nicely accept a few of women.
Mm-hmm.
But I think also we've fought for that, and Sarah Shaw fought for that, and our members still fight for things on campus all the time. I'm so proud of our college women and all that they fight for, in addition to our alumni women. I mean, it goes full circle, is that we are not an experiment.
No longer.
And we're here to stay. We're here to make a difference in our communities, in our school, in people's lives. We are here.
Well, that's it. I mean, that's really the way our founders thought,
mm-hmm.
right? So there they were, you know, at university where women weren't, there weren't a lot of women,
right?
Right? And the women who were there had to work really hard
right.
just to sort of make their way.
Right.
And then work really hard to find community and support,
yeah.
right? Now there were other groups
yep.
on campus
yes.
at the time they founded us, but they founded a society that was going to be a little different,
mm-hmm.
right? And they were very intentional about the words.
They were.
Right?
Kind of like to all.
Yes. Right? So, you know, like nowadays, I think we would look at those women and call them, you know, entrepreneurs.
Right.
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 We call them founders.
Right.
Which is pretty amazing. You want to speak a little bit to their courage?
I think they had to have a lot of courage. I think that for one, not being accepted to a university just, you know, right out because you're a woman. And then to maybe not be accepted in other Greek organizations. Like, I'm assuming they really wanted to be a part of other organizations. And then they saw other organizations and they realized, I think we can offer something different
yeah.
and something unique. And they did. And if they hadn't done that, and if they hadn't taken the chance, if they hadn't been brave, if they hadn't been bold, right, you and I would not be sitting here today.
We would not be sitting here today.
But I think of what they put together and the impact it has had on our lives, I know yours and on mine, and so many other people. I don't think that they had that in their mind on Thanksgiving Eve in 1888, but I'm glad that they did, because my life is forever changed because of those women and being brave.
Well, and kind, yeah, right? Their kindness, kind alike to all. And some people don't know the rest of that statement, mm-hmm, right? Which is to think more of a woman's inner character than her outward appearance or personal circumstance. Mm-hmm. So they were serious,
yes,
about kind alike to all.
And we have recommitted our, well, commitment to kindness. And I'm so proud of that. I really am, because right now we need that in our society. We need to be kind alike to all. We need to see people as individuals and as people. And we need to listen to Sarah, yeah, a little bit more.
Yeah. So mm-hmm, Tri-Delta is going to celebrate World Kindness Day this year.
Okay.
Right. With mm-hmm a very interesting celebration. We'll be combining World Kindness Day mm-hmm on November 13th with a day of giving.
Yes.
So anything you'd like our viewers and listeners to know about how you plan to celebrate World Kindness Day?
Well, first, I have a 6-year-old daughter. And I have everything that I've done with Tri-Delta, mm-hmm, I've wanted her to see, because I think that it mirrors who she can become, even if she doesn't become a Tri-Delta, which will be hard. But
it does happen.
It does happen. But first, I have some plans with her so that she can show kindness that day to her classmates. But then I have kindness ready for my employees. And then I have kindness to spread for my pledge sisters,
yeah,
my collegiate chapter members,
yeah,
past field consultants, past CDCs. And I think that just being that commitment to kindness, but also giving back to our organization, I think that I have a lot of stuff in store. I don't want to reveal,
yeah,
it all.
The surprise is,
yes, but I do, because I think that by showing kindness, it shows who Tri-Delta is, and it shows me as a Tri-Delta member.
Yeah. So, I mean, bittersweet, right? You're in the home stretch.
I am.
Of your presidency, right? Two year term.
Right.
And your current term will expire mm-hmm in July 2020, which is, yes, just, I can't even believe it's gone.
It'll be next week.
Right? Thankfully, it's not next week. What are your thoughts on finishing strong? How to finish this biennium and finish your term?
So from the moment that I was asked to be fraternity president, I wanted to be in the moment for every single experience. And I didn't want to take anything for granted, the good, the bad, all of it. I wanted to, you know, not many people have the opportunity to follow Sarah Shaw or follow so many amazing women. And there's a lot of pressure on your shoulders, yeah, in that situation. Yeah. But I'm not done. I have several months and I have no countdown on my desk or anything like that, because I'm going to live every second and every moment to the fullest and make sure that I pass on a very strong Tri-Delta to the next fraternity president.
Well, and that was probably going to be my closing question about the legacy that mm-hmm you hope to leave on Tri-Delta. Mm-hmm. I mean, hopefully Alice and Jane is one of those legacies, but what are your thoughts on that?
I think that when I pass that on, I want to be able to look at her, the next fraternity president, knowing that, well, one, that Tri-Delta is still here.
Right.
And two, that Tri-Delta is very strong, very strong. Her members are so strong and so passionate and kind, and that I hope the next fraternity president just takes that and goes with it. I can't wait to see what she does, and I can't wait to see all that Tri-Delta is capable of doing. I'm very excited for it.
Well, you sure have done a lot to set her up for success.
Thank
so thank you for chatting with us today.
Yes.
And thanks to all of you for joining in with our conversation with Kimberly.